Hey y'all, how you doing? It's me, Tam, and this is the Remarkable Black Woman Podcast. Today we're going to be discussing Black women and feminism. We're also going to be honoring the late, great Diane Carroll. Stick around, we're going to jump right in. Hi, I'm Tam Finley, and I'm the owner of the Tam Finley Design Studio, a design boutique that caters to clients seeking answers to their visual identity and website issues. I reside in the Magic City, Birmingham, Alabama, for those of you who don't know, with my loving husband and oh-so-adorable 5-year-old son. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair, but I try my best to cram it full of love, laughter, and happiness. Listen along as I share my story and perspectives as a remarkable Black woman. Hey y'all, so today, like I said, we're discussing Black feminism. And I came up with this topic. I watched an episode of Blackish last night with Tracy Ellis Ross. And they brought back the entire cast of Girlfriends. So it was like Maya and Tony and Lynn and even William showed up at the end. So it was an awesome night for me. It's amazing how there's such a lack of quality television that when you see something from the past, you just jump right on it, okay? But hopefully with streaming and all that good stuff, we fix some of those issues. But the episode touched on a really good topic and something that I've actually encountered myself recently. And it discussed the topic of feminism and how sometimes, even unknowingly, our white friends and pals and counterparts, they just cannot understand our plight, you know, regardless of what the situation or the topic is. It seems that at times they can only go so far, you know. So during the episode, Joan or Rainbow, not Joan, but Tracy Ellis Ross's character, it started off just telling her and one of her good white friends, they were, you know, taking on feminist issues everywhere, traveling together, buddying up. And they sort of started a group in their hometown and the group would meet. And this particular day, Tracy Ellis Ross took her daughter, Marseille Martin, who played the character's name is Diane, took Diane to the meeting with her because Diane made I think Diane is supposed to be about 14, 15, made the statement that she was not a feminist. And she sort of gathered this way of thinking from her grandmother, who lives in the house, who also stated that she is not a feminist. And it made me think about it, just, you know, just about the topic and the label of feminist. I've never self-proclaimed myself as a feminist. I'm a Black woman. I grew up as a Black girl. To me, they are synonymous or they are one in the same. I don't understand how I can be a woman and not be pro anything that favors women, you know, because I believe that is what feminism is. However, when you get to the topic of race and you look at the past history of feminism as a whole and how it in actuality benefited white women more than anybody, you know, it's been recorded and you can go look it up. Affirmative action and programs that were put in place, those programs benefited white women more than they benefited anybody. Black women, we were still out in the cold, I'll say. And if you go through our history and you go back and you look to people such as Sojourner Truth and her famous speech, "Ain't I a Woman," which is, you know, it's controversial because some people say she didn't say that in the speech. It's two different versions of it. But regardless of whether she said, ain't I a woman, she was right in saying what she said. Hey, where this man over here sits and says, you know, women are to be helped along and helped up. But when it comes to me, I don't get any of that. You know what I mean? And I still see that in today. You know, I still see that form of, I still see racism. I'm born and raised in the Deep South. I live in Birmingham, Alabama. I have traveled all over the world and lived in other places. I lived outside of the country for almost a decade. So when I came home, certain things were easier to see and easier to notice. And just in my everyday, since I've been, I think it's been about, I've been back home permanently for almost 6 years or 5 years or something like that. And I can see, you know, I can see clearly the lines that are, that still exist amongst, you know, black women, white people, and not just the things that make the headlines. This is in my everyday walk, you know, as far as when people interact with me or when they talk with me, you know, or they say things to me that infer and let me know that they don't sometimes see me as an equal, you know, or they are surprised that I live where I live or that I speak with intellect or I speak with the knowledge of things that they're just blown out of their minds, you know. And I think that is one of the things that really hit home with me in the episode that I watched last night, because lately I have had more close interactions with women outside of my race. And in the business world, I don't, there's not a lot of women that live in the area that I live that do the same type of work that I do. And most of the women that I find that even, you know, do graphic design or web design in this area, the majority of them are not African-American women. I'm also a Squarespace authorized trainer. I spoke with a client of mine the other day that said that he was having a hard time just finding anybody in this area that did offer the services that I offer in the way that I offer them. So a lot of my clients, or my a good portion of my clients have been outside of my race, you know, man or woman. And that doesn't bother me at all. However, when I am in situations and I have to engage with different people from different backgrounds, this comes up, you know, when I'm talking to women who don't understand when I make certain statements or don't understand things from a aspect of being a black woman, that's difficult, you know. I went the other night to a friend's house and she had a mixer, and it was a adoption mixer for organization that is set up in Africa, and you can go find out about it. It's called Moana Villages. Please go check it out and support. The organization is heavily run by Caucasian people, and one of the reasons why they were having the mixer is because they're trying to get more African-American people aware of the plight that's going on in the Republic of Congo, and they are trying to place kids with families that look like them. But a lot of African-American families aren't aware of all the issues and the things that are going on in that region. So they've began to have more, you know, they're trying to get more outreach. And one of the representatives that was talking, she has adopted an African-American child. And one of the questions that was asked was, you know, the issues that she faced and the problems that she faces trying to raise an African American child, and how does she help others that are trying to do the same thing when they are not black, or when I say they're not black themselves. And she couldn't answer the question. It was a really difficult question, and because she answered it by saying she's still learning, you know. And I respected that a lot, because instead of trying to speak on something that possibly she just, it's a learning curve, you know, it's the learning process for her. She's still learning. She's still finding her way through. She knew better than to try to answer it. She would have been, you know, criticized either way. But I respected that. But I think in the big scheme of things, with a lot of our counterparts, when it comes to feminism, they should also do that too. They should bow out gracefully versus saying, you know, it's not a black white thing. You know, racism doesn't exist. You know, we're not, it's for women. It doesn't matter whether you're a black woman or you're a white woman. It does, you know. It matters, because when you check the statistics, and black women on average are more educated and have, they're the fastest growing rate of businesses. However, they're paid less. Yeah, so when you look at the amount that they make on the dollar compared to what their white counterparts make on the dollar, it matters, you know. So you can't come out and say that, you know, that doesn't matter, it's for us all. When we're dealing with issues, you know, domestic violence and things like this, and black women top the charts, and in every area, you know, from let's say something that's like breast cancer, you know, since black women tend to live in areas where they aren't able to get to health care, the numbers are disproportionately higher, you know. When it comes to domestic violence, and the numbers there disproportionately higher, because they're living in areas and places where they don't have access to certain resources, or, you know, other socioeconomic or environmental issues exist. And so when we hear, you know, other women who are supposed to be our friends and our comrades tell us that, you know, it's not an issue of race, or an issue of race doesn't exist, we're going to bow out. We're going to be the ones to bow out of those conversations, because we know better. I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. I would love to converse and to connect with some of you out there who have thought about this, or who, you know, knows better on the topic than I do. Holler at me. You know, you can call in on Anchor if you're on the Anchor app, or you can reach out to me through Instagram at Tam Creates, or you can send me a message at my website, tamfinley.com. I will be back in a moment to talk about the illustrious Diane Carroll. Hey folks, how are you? It's me, Tam Finley. If you're in the market for web design, website maintenance, brand development, or small business coaching, check me out at tamfinley.com. I help my clients with all types of things. I hold their hand as they go through the process of starting up to saying, wow, is that my website? Is that my new product or service? Yes, I do it all. So check me out at www.tamfinley.com. Can't wait to talk. See you soon. Hey guys, I'm back, and I want to first clear up something. I misspoke in the last segment when I said that the representative from Moana Villages had adopted an African-American child. She's adopted an African child. That's what I meant to say. I just misspoke. And I also wanted to go back to the grandmother on Black-ish. Her name is Jennifer Lewis. She is the mother of Hollywood. She has a book. Go read it. Go check it out. She plays Ruby Johnson. I didn't say her name, but I wanted to go back and say her name in case she hears this podcast. And she's like, hey, she didn't say my name. But the episode was a really good one. Go check it out. I won't tell you the ending. I was about to tell you the ending, but I won't tell you the ending, okay? So this week we lost a great one. We lost the beautiful, grand, lovely. There's so many adjectives that I can use to describe her. Miss Diane Carroll. She was a trailblazer. She was an American actress, a singer, a model, an activist. She rose to prominence early in black casts on stage plays like Carmen Jones and Porgy and Bess. She won a Tony for Best Actress and a first for a black woman for her role in Broadway, in the Broadway musical No Strings. I grew up knowing or seeing Miss Diane Carroll as Dominique Devereaux on Dynasty and as Whitley Gilbert's mother. And it was amazing just to watch her as a young child or as a young girl. I didn't see a lot of black women on television. And so, especially not in roles that that place them in such a good regard or a role of prominence like Dominique Devereaux. She was commanding and she was strong and she was gorgeous and she wore minks and, you know, she was always looked good and always, like I said, she on my Instagram, I put that she made looking beautiful look effortless. And so to see a woman like her, when she came on the screen, I was enamored. I mean, I didn't move, you know. I would just sit there and watch. I didn't care what she said. I just sit there and watch. And I just remember her in such a positive light. She inspired a young girl like me in Alabama, you know, to see beauty within myself, you know, and to know that black women are beautiful. You know, in addition, in 1968, she debuted on the show Julia. Now, I wasn't around then, but I've seen the reruns of Julia. And she was the first black woman in a nun to star in a non-stereotypical role. And this role catapulted her. She took a little flack from it, of course, from people that felt like Julia wasn't black enough, you know, felt like Julia was too middle class. She was a nurse and her husband had died in Vietnam. That was the storyline, and she was raising her son on her own. But she paved the way for so many actresses to come afterwards by playing those roles. Kerry Washington is one of the actresses that said there would never be an Olivia Pope if Diane Carroll was not around. So, like I said, she paved the way for so many. She was born on July 17th, 1935. She's from Harlem. She was born in the Bronx. And she's had, I think she was married 4 times, had some kids. I want you guys to go look her up. And I don't want to tell you everything because I want you to know more about her, teach your kids about her, because she was one of those awesome individuals that paved the way for us. She graduated from high school. She did go to, she entered NYU, but she left after she got a big break on a television show. And from there, she never looked back. And she also, just the way that she did certain things, she told the writers when she was on Dynasty, don't write for who you think I should be. Write for me as if I'm a rich, powerful white man. And that's what they did. You know, if you go, I'm sure you can find some clips from her on YouTube. Go check her out. Just check out the poise and the elegance. That's some of the stuff that we don't get today on television. We rarely see women doing the stuff that she did in the way that she did it, you know. It's all about reality TV these days. And don't get me wrong, I like some shows. But go check out Miss Carol Diane Johnson. And she was truly a remarkable black woman, and she will truly be missed. If you aren't invited to the party, throw your own. This is one of Diane Carroll's most famous quotes, and such a true one. I shared it today on my Instagram, and I wanted to finish up just by encouraging you, if you're out there and whatever this world is throwing at you, if you feel like you're by yourself, you're not by yourself, okay? And there's always a savior in heaven that's looking down and listening, okay? He's there with open arms. But just to know that if you don't fit in, it's all right. You don't have to fit in. You weren't born to fit in. You were set apart. If some of these women that I'm talking about and highlighting tried to fit in, they would have never been known, okay? So don't try to fit in. Stay you. Thrive in you. Be more of you. Have a great day. Until I see you again. Bye. Oh, share this podcast with all of your friends. Be sure to screenshot it. Share it to your Instagram stories. Share it on Facebook. Wherever you got to get the word out about the Remarkable Black Woman podcast. Do that. And I'll see you soon. Oh, I would love for you to call in too, because I will share your call in on my next recording. All right. For select ones. You're not going to share a whole bunch of them, but I can share a few of them. Have a good day. Bye-bye.